Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, Kyle, it feels so good to be back.
There's just something right that feels about this. Yes?
Grammar?
Something right feels about this, Kenny.
That wasn't even Yoda.
I know,
that's what you were going for, but
no,
that was not even close.
No. I wanted to go a little more Dr. Brain on it than anything else. Hey, it's...
Try again.
No. Not going to try again. I just can't do Yoda. I can't do impressions. I can't do Yoda. I can't do anything.
No, it's like the back. It's like...
It's not coming out. It's not coming out at all.
Clear the phlegm out of your throat.
Hey, you know what is clearing the phlegm out of your throat, though?
What's that?
October 4th, 2016, because we're streaming live right now, goodstuff.fm/live. I feel like I'm getting the same sort of nasal thing you were talking about this morning.
Tuesday.
Hey, today's supposed to be Google announcement day of some sort. Have you seen the news? We've passed over all of the rumors and conjecture and leaks over the last week, and now we're here. Started from the rumors, now we're here. Yes, that's right. So what is even going to happen today? What do we think is going to be announced? And do we think that all of the rumors that have come out about this supposed Pixel Google phone thing are true?
Well, the rumors that we've seen have come from resellers of the device.
The Bell. The Taco.
Mm-hmm. the Canadian Bell
the Taco. The Canadian Taco Bell.
Verizon apparently had a leak yesterday of the same, I guess, press images that the Canadian Bell also had.
Mm-hmm.
So I fully expect them to have two devices, you know, a smaller one and a larger one
and a tiny one.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's going to feel like for sure. It's going to tempt me to no end, but I can't.
Now, why would it even tempt you at all? Because this is basically Google's equivalent of the iPhone, where they say, hey, this is what we think is the best experience. We've slapped our big G on the back, just like your big eye. And now this is
big eye.
This is exactly what we think you should have.
That's the best reason.
Okay. Yes. Flagship.
Hey, we're Google. We're not like Samsung, who's going to burn your pockets twice.
Or your laundry.
Or your Jeep. Mm-hmm. We are the maker.
We are your maker.
Wow.
That's intense, Google.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, it's like you said, it's the hey, we want to give you what we think is the best possible experience with Android. And I've been looking at going back to Android because I've been on iOS for a while.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, is it kind of going back? What was the last phone that you had? An HTC something or other?
I had the Samsung squiggly. Epic 4G.
Oh,
and one of the first 4G phones.
Okay, 4G. It's October 4th.
G. Hey, Google. G.
Hi.
Huh? 4G. That was my last Android phone.
You want to go back to it, right? Is that's what I'm understanding here? You want to get the Samsung 4G?
The thing that I like the most is how Google kind of creates this whole ecosystem, and you can use all Google products, and it's all included, and it just feels...
It's not really an ecosystem now. It's more of a suite, you know?
Oh, yeah, G Suite.
A G Suite, right in the G Suite.
That's the stupidest name they came up with last week.
Yeah.
Not Google for work, which sounds professional, but G Suite.
Or even Google Apps. I suppose it was confusing when you would say apps. Is it an app on my phone? Is it an app in the app?
Is it Apple?
Is it a cloud of apps? Which one is it? I get it, but still. Terrible, terrible naming. Yeah. Hey, speaking of terrible naming, though, Pixel, Pixel, as a sort of all-encompassing name for the...
Yeah, wasn't that a terrible Adam Sandler movie?
Made in-house. Well, I never saw it. Wasn't that like Click? It was like Click and Pixel.
That was worse than Click.
They were.
Hey, let's look up Rotten Tomatoes. You know, I'm gonna ask Siri. Rotten Tomatoes for Pixels. That's great. It tells me that it has 16%.
Okay.
Thank you, Siri.
Did she say it?
Yeah, she said Pixels has 16% on Rotten Tomatoes. All I inputted was the title and or Rotten Tomatoes and the title of the movie.
Okay. All right.
This is technology. This is the future, Kyle.
It obviously it is. Kenny. Also, sick. Reportedly, the future will be the Daydream VR headset that is supposed to be announced today of some sort.
I think that's less likely. Why would they go two devices and then also a VR experience?
Probably just to piggyback on what Samsung is doing with giving away VR headsets and trying to get some sort of free hardware.
Samsung is in a terrible position right now. You do not have to try that hard to beat them.
Okay, true. That is true.
Make the new best Android phone and you've got them beat because their Note 7 debacle is just killer.
Yeah, I would agree. But in the VR space in particular,
they're trying to compete with a lot of people now.
Cost VR space. They've got to have something. They can't just be the platform for putting that out because Cardboard, while there are some great apps for it, this thing really hurts my face when I get paper cuts above my eyebrows. I don't
like it.
You gotta put like a
foam stopper on the edge.
No.
Mm-mm. No. No. Don't.
I just like the lightness and the ease of throwing it on my face and then taking it off.
No, not like heavy, like dense foam. I'm saying like the stuff you get at the arts and crafts store. Just put that around the edges. Protect your skin, Kyle.
No, it's supple and needs to be paper cut right now.
Oh, yes.
Also, reportedly to be announced today or released today is Google Home. So they've talked about
the thing they announced in June, right?
That's right. That's supposed to be re-announced and re-explained today and given a
date.
It'll
come out today then.
I don't know if it will.
Or soon.
Something. Yeah. Which is fine. I'm interested. It's supposed to be one of those Alexa style home automation hub thingy things for you to talk to.
I mean, Amazon's killing it right now.
They are, especially with the release. Stuff. Yep,
and the dot.
Release of the dot. Yep, all that.
I mean, they're going for quantity right now.
I have enjoyed having an assistant in the kitchen.
Right. Also, you said that was the most useful place for it.
Timers and setting reminders and reordering and things like that. It's super useful. I have found out though that I enjoy saying the word Alexa more. It's three syllables, but okay, Google is just too many.
Careful.
Too many hard consonants for me to enjoy saying it frequently. And it's kind of a tongue twister, a little bit.
Okay, Google?
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, sorry.
Okay, Google, turn my phone off. It actually can't do that. So that was fine.
Maybe they'll have other commands. Like, hey you,
unlock, Google? Unlock my door. Also to be announced today, a couple more, Kenny. I promise this will just be the end of it. Chromecast supporting 4K.
I thought they already announced that.
No, not announced yet. It's supposed to be some Chromecast Ultra kind of thing. A new Wi-Fi router of some sort.
Why not just make Google Home a router?
True. Yes, they have the On Hub or whatever that thing is.
Right.
That's also a Wi-Fi router that's kind of put together by Google. I don't know. I have no idea. And then some sort of Chrome OS meets Android operating system dubbed Andromeda by the media. I don't know.
Supposed to go. Andromeda is a good way to put it.
Don't ask me, Kenny.
What is the idea that they would have a Microsoft Surface sort of deal where you can have it as a tablet, but then also turn it into a laptop?
Yes. Basically, their Pixel C tablet with the keyboard that would be able to run Chrome OS style things.
Because isn't the idea, though, of turning Chrome OS event or turning Android eventually into like a Chrome OS? Isn't that the idea? That eventually we'll just have it, it'll turn into them being the same?
Well, they're
rather than having a separate one that is both of them combined.
Right. Removing Chrome OS applications from the regular Chrome on desktop right now, it seems to be their priority. I don't know where they're going to go after that. Honestly, all this stuff is going to be announced today. So why are we even talking about it?
Because we got to jump on the speculation hype train.
I guess we do.
That's what it is.
You know what?
Everybody else wants to speculate. Everybody wants to figure out what it's going to be, so that when it actually comes out, you go, "I was right."
Hey, guess what? What now? What? There's a delay.
All right, take care of that. I'll explain to you, Kyle. Notes, you asked me about my Apple Watch, which I got two weeks ago.
Tell me about it.
I don't know how long ago I got my Apple Watch. So I've been using it, I even tweeted out yesterday that it's fun to trick the Apple Watch into thinking I'm working out, but I'm actually just playing Rock Band.
Mm.
That's fun. That's a lot of fun to get away with it, but also have fun playing the game. So that's cool.
It's kind of that's how you're doing.
Although it's not that I'm avoiding working out. It's just I got to compete with the people that I'm connected with who work out, and I don't want to go outside, so I stay inside and I play Rock Band.
It's pretty good. What kind of workout do you say it is? Rowing?
Oh, I don't actually. I need to before I start playing, I should set up a workout. I just start playing the game.
Oh, and
you've been working out for 47 minutes.
That's right. You get your heart rate up and
you've
got it all going.
It tracks it as if I'm taking steps. So yesterday I worked out for about 3 miles, but I sat in my seat the whole time.
That's pretty bad.
That's great. It's fun.
Why? Why?
But that's not the only reason I like the Apple Watch. I was at work a lot last week, like from the morning to the evening,
from the bottom to the top,
mm-hmm. From the top to the bottom, Kyle.
Yeah. Patreon.com/morningshow.
And getting notifications and being able to respond to them as easily as just looking at my watch and tapping my wrist. I don't have to have my phone out. I don't even need to be that close to my phone. I can be in the same room, which is fine. But what I'm doing is I'm basically turning notifications into ease of use, replies, and I can't get enough of it. Like I could spend the time. So, I did find myself writing an email
on your watch,
on my watch.
Okay.
It was like one of those,
I'm going to hang got up. It.
Thank you.
Okay. Like
it was like a quick
reply.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. Quick reply. Not like, "Dear sir or madam, I'm writing to you."
Hello.
No, it's not like that.
I'm on my watch. I'm going to be here for 15 minutes writing this email with each letter.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like that. But
okay.
It was also, and the other thing is that I was in the middle, I was like multitasking other things. And so I was just going bloop, bloop, bloop on my watch. I'm holding my wrist up right now, by the way.
Did you dictate it or did you write it with your finger?
I had to write one phrase and then another, or I picked a quick reply from one of the selections. And then I also did a little bit of scribble
on the same email.
Yes.
Wow.
I think maybe those two separate emails.
Yeah, I was going to say probably two separate ones, but that's interesting.
I remember doing both. I probably did it both.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
What about the the notifications? You feel good about those?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I just like Pebble, you can mute which ones you want to hear which ones are actually showing up.
Okay. All right. What else can you see? Working out, notifications, telephone calls. Have you taken a telephone call from it?
I have.
And
I've heard that the quality is actually not bad.
Was it while you were drumming?
No. Oh, that would have been great. Okay.
that was really fun.
Dizzy.
Yeah, I know. Let's move on.
I didn't move my mic boom.
What? What? Come on.
I wasn't moving my mic boom. I was actually moving my head. Sorry.
I understand that.
You cut me off.
I know. Can we move on? Can we really move?
Redo.
These are today's headlines.
A little bit of coffee went down the wrong way. Okay, here we go, Kyle. Headlines! Tuesday headlines. The Microsoft band is dead. That's right. Bill Gates' frontman says... Oh, no, sorry. In a statement earlier this month, Microsoft insisted that it remains, quote, deeply committed to supporting our customers and exploring the wearable space. This is also in reference to the HoloLens, and it's technically a wearable after all. At the time, Microsoft also noted that the Band 2 was still actively being sold, but that's no longer the case as of today, or yesterday even. The Band software development kit, which allowed apps to be created for the device, has also been removed. Also in September, the company renamed its smartphone health app to Microsoft Band. That software remains available for existing users. Guess what? Everyone jump off the ship because it's going down.
Yeah, probably. I'm surprised they didn't find some way to put together the HoloLens and the band. Just, you know, like get
the band into a controller.
Yeah, get the band back together and then you can like move your arm and see it in space. That's a terrible
name, isn't it?
Yeah. But did you ever see one in real life, like in person in somebody's hand that you did not know?
No.
Yeah. No. I knew someone who purchased it for the simple fact of trying to figure out what it was like, but that was it.
Oh.
So rest in pieces, I suppose.
I mean, if you don't have a cell phone division anymore, basically, why would you have a wearables? What's it going to connect to?
Your
different phone?
Your face. No. Oh,
your face.
Yeah, just put it right in your face.
Although there is a good thing about Microsoft being able to ditch it before they waste a ton of money on it, right? I mean, they already have, I suppose. But
yes, especially
like, all right, we need to just cut our losses now.
To be on the second version of the band now, I can't call it the band. I can't unthink of Rock Band now. I hate this. I hate this a
Bill
lot.
Bill Gates.
Kenny, move on.
All right, Kyle, moving on. SpaceX reportedly investigating sabotage as cause of Falcon 9 explosion. This is an amazing story.
Succotash?
Sabotage.
Ooh, okay.
Here, let me send it to you.
Mm.
This is William Shatner as he says sabotage. Go ahead and play
sabotage.
That. No. Mm. No, the link that I sent you with the words.
Oh, the
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system.
Okay,
that's it.
That's it. Very interesting.
There you go.
What website is this? Why?
It doesn't matter.
No.
Moving on, Kyle. Like I said to SpaceX, as SpaceX's investigation of a Falcon 9 rocket explosion on September 1st drags into its second month, rumors are flying that this may have been more than a random technical failure. According to a Washington Post report, SpaceX is considering the possibility of sabotage.
I don't like this at all.
All right, sabotage.
Thanks. Thanks.
Is Kenny. That better?
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Finally. In a Holmesian twist to the investigation of a sudden fireball that eviscerated a Falcon 9 rocket, a $95 million internet satellite and a chunk of Cape Canaveral's Launch Pad 40, a SpaceX employee recently requested rooftop access to a building owned by a competing rocket consortium. Gosh, that's a It's like an evil genius kind of word. United Launch Alliance. Ooh. As industry officials who spoke on condition of the anonymity told the Washington Post, SpaceX was following up on, quote, something suspicious it had seen while reviewing video footage of the rocket explosion. And it was a weird shadow and a white spot on the roof of a ULA building, which sits about a mile from the launch pad.
So do you,
okay, so here's all the, that's all the evidence.
Right, so far. At least the stuff they'll anonymously the stuff tell us.
Ooh. So, I love this rumor.
Really?
Because it's such an Elon Musk, like, like, hissy fit kind of move. You know, like, he's saying, there's absolutely nothing wrong with our space program. Right. It's obviously someone else who's trying to end our hopes.
Sure.
And how far will they go to prove this? That's the best part, because they're like, money is no issue. Instead of building rockets, we're going to try to blame somebody.
Yeah, I don't... to think, though, that there are other consortiums, other alliances of that, some sort of launch, rocket launch groups... saying, hey, let's try and pull this one down. It works, I think, in everyone's favor to see more satellites going into orbit on different commercial rocket companies, right?
Right.
It'll be good for everyone. It shows that there's a need. It shows that it can happen without any incident. Why would someone else put that in jeopardy? Because it would put their own business in jeopardy. That doesn't make any sense. Why is it
that? Is that the competition? Like, the competition is so crazy that they're willing to sabotage
their competition. Sabotage. Okay.
Sabotage. Right. See, I put that in your head now.
Yeah, you did. Now all the time. I cannot unthink it.
William Shatner. Moving on, Kyle, from SpaceX to Facebook. They're launching Marketplace, a Craigslist style service for buying and selling stuff. I think we covered this before. I feel like we've covered the Facebook Marketplace.
It has existed for a while, but yesterday there was a major change that happened in the United States, UK, Australia, all the English speaking countries applications where this like for sale groups feature that existed as a marketplace is now, it now has a little dedicated button on your Facebook app.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me check that.
Where the messenger icon once was is now the marketplace icon for you for you to sell things, I guess, because you have your plethora of multiple things in your house need to be sold, Kenny. That's what Facebook is telling you.
Oh,
we've been listening to your conversations for long enough. We know that you have something to sell.
Okay, so all right, I see the messengers is up here on the left now. Mm-hmm. So I can accidentally press that button and launch a different app.
That's great. Correct. Yes.
Okay, so let me just okay, this is great. I clicked on the marketplace button. And one of the first images is a $5 bill going for $10.
I think we should buy it.
I'm going to take a screenshot and we'll post it in the notes.
Okay. That sounds good.
Lots of car stuff. An omelet.
Is it only?
For a dollar? Yummy food for a dollar.
I'll buy an omelet from a strange, wait, hold stranger on, this is on not Facebook. An omelet.
Oh, what in the world are these people selling? Cars. Cars and beds. It seems to... Oh, cowboy boots? Chickens?
Is this just from your friends, or who is showing up in this
from my
feed?
Area. Okay, so I got a Louis Vuitton bag.
Okay.
A dollar worth of food and $300 worth of Raiders tickets. Clearly, we're in the Bay Area.
Okay. All right.
I got car subs for $1.
$1.
$1. I got a Samsung Note 7 for $300. I don't want any of that.
Is there... see, now I'm distracted. I'm on Facebook.
That's... Okay, hold on. That's a trash bag full of walnuts. for $8. I gotta take a picture of that. I think viewed by 75 people. All right,
we need to buy these things. How?
Yeah, there's. Oh man, a bouncy house for $750.
A trash bag full of walnuts.
All right, I'll send those to you instantly.
Please.
And please moving on, Kyle, so. Because we don't really care about Facebook Marketplace anymore. Apple will automatically download Mac OS Sierra on Macs starting yesterday. And today, also.
Hold on. Stop. Stop right there. Can't you just say today? Does it really matter whether it's yesterday or today, no matter what it says in the notes?
I don't want people to think that, hey, except that happened yesterday on Monday.
Except that it's still valid today, Kenny, so maybe you should just say it like that.
Anyway, Apple will soon trigger an automatic download of its latest desktop operating system update, Mac OS Sierra, on Macs that are compatible with the new software. According to The Loop, users with automatic downloads switched on, and I hope that's a good portion of you, and have enough storage space on their Mac, will get the Sierra update sometime over the next week. That's in quotes, over the next week. Downloads begin today, and Apple randomly chooses when.
So you
I don't
think,
know about randomly, but...
Well, yeah, it's in quotations. I don't know if that's actually random. So sure. How do you feel about this? Why did you say that you want people to have automatic downloads on?
Well, I think, well, maybe not for this, but if there's like one of those like security updates,
okay,
I think that should be automatically.
Sure.
Like one of those, like, hey, there's something vulnerable out there and we just sent out an update. I hope you have it.
Right. Or one just to make sure that everyone's on the latest and greatest so that any future product updates that you send out are compatible with the majority of the systems that you have out there.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not like Sierra as a whole, because some people are still holding out just in case.
This looks like a pretty nice $5 bill that I've never seen before. It's red.
Stop going back.
It's hmm.
Anyway, it's $10. Yeah, come to my area though to buy it.
Yeah. Yes. 24 hours. All right. Viewed by a good number of people.
Now, have you made the jump yet to Sierra?
On one machine, yes. On the other machine, no.
Okay.
The one I'm speaking to you on presently is on whatever the last one was. Yosemite. LCAP.
Hmm? Well, Yosemite?
I don't know. Which one is
LCAP.
Which?
Okay. El Capitan.
And that must be it.
I like saying El Capitan better than Sierra, though.
No, I like Sierra.
Sierra is the name of a Chevy truck.
Sierra. That's all I can think of.
Why didn't Chevy ever name one of their things Yosemite?
Because it's federally protected. You know,
El Capitan isn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is your truck the El Capitan? Is that what you have?
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
I need you to call me the captain.
Okay.
Okay. No, it's the captain.
Those are your headlines.
Yeah, thank you so much. That took way too long, Kenny.
It always does.
Find some other things for us to buy here on Facebook, would you?
All right,
while I tell you about our friends over at FeedPress, because this episode is hosted and delivered to you thanks to our friends over at FeedPress. FeedPress is simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting. They feature accurate subscriber, podcast download and geolocation tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks like Twitter and Facebook, a slick drag and drop podcast hosting interface, and everything you need in order to submit an optimized feed to iTunes. Now featuring 400 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly, and a new podcast post creation system. You can easily add show notes, artwork, you know, like pictures of Facebook things to be sold, and upload 4 high quality bitrate MP3s per month. Upgrading storage, though, if you need it, is easy and affordable, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte. So please, if you would, go over to feed.press, because they're trusted by us here at goodstuff.fm. You'll sign up for a 14-day trial with no contracts or any commitments. It'll just stop after 14 days. but then you'll want it back because you'll just need, you'll need to have that 400 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly. You just need it. Use the promo code Morning Show, Kenny. During checkout, you'll get 10% off your first year. A huge thanks to FeedPress for supporting us. And as I find the button here, the whole good stuff broadcasting network. Thanks, FeedPress. Look at this. Look at this. Getting push notifications already for our national day. Boy, oh boy, am I excited to tell you about it. No, I don't.
Psych. It's not a VCR. It's a Sony 5 CD changer.
Is it a picture?
$15.
Is it a picture of a VCR? Oh, a 5 CD changer. Is it one of the ones where the big tray comes out and spins?
Yeah, and it spins around.
I like those. Because some of the time, the ones are inside.
There's a set of 20-pound hand weight things, like dumbbell little things.
Okay. What'd you call me?
$20. $20.
Oh, yeah.
$20.
Can you trade?
Fisher Price. Oh, go ahead.
Can you trade things and just say, like, hey, I'll give you my 5 CD changer if you give me your $10 bill.
Wait, that would be great if Facebook Marketplace turned into like a barter.
Yeah.
Like Marketplace.
Like this for that.
Yeah.
.com.
Oh, man.
.io.
There are some, Kyle, you really sent me down the wrong path here. I am just looking at everything.
This
hat says straight out of Stockton.
What?
Straight out of Stockton. and it's a screenshot from a Snapchat. It's also labeled baby boy clothes, etc. That's going into the... I'll send you that. Somebody bought a box of Huggies and is just reselling them for $25.
Okay. It sounds pretty good. Good margin on the Huggies.
I think that's illegal, actually.
Why?
Not sure that you can resell diapers.
Why?
Brand new diapers. You're in a brand new diaper cell.
That's right. Mint condition.
Oh, gross.
Mint flavored. It's fine. It's totally cool.
This shoe that they're selling has a foot in it.
Do we get the foot?
Do we get a severed foot?
Please. I need to have that foot.
This is a bushel of apples. Those are tomatoes.
No.
Sorry. I changed my mind when I saw a bucket and it looked like apples, but they're actually tomatoes. I changed my mind.
So it's not a trash bag full of walnuts.
It's not a trash bag full of walnuts, everybody.
How do you get these things? Do you need to meet the person?
That's a $25 Fisher Price. This is a cop car.
They're not going to send it to you, right?
I don't know.
Like, you need to go meet them in person. I think it's like
Craigslist, right?
Yes.
But then you got to be friends with them, too, on Facebook.
That's what I'm not okay with. I wonder if that's the trick.
Yeah.
Is the idea that they're supposed to be like verified people, like actual people in real life, that if they murdered you, there would be some sort of paper trail?
Sure.
And not just...
This is a picture of a stroller with a baby in it for $200. Do I get the baby for $200?
Probably. I would assume so.
That's what I'm paying for.
Is it Stockton? Are you still in Stockton?
I might be. Yeah.
Stockton. Hey, Kenny. Speaking of a ton of stocks, a group of foxes is known as an earth.
What? What in the world? Yes, we are the Earth of Foxes.
That's right. A group of foxes is known as an Earth.
Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Wow.
Welcome to a group of foxes. Earth. It can also be called a sulk or a leash.
Earth is the best sounding one.
I don't know where I got this fact. Where did I get this fact? Oh, I got this from Allo. Hello.
Hello.
So the little Google assistant thing will send you fun facts if you ask for them. This is another one that came from the...
I don't want to ask it for fun facts.
Google assistant. The cast of Grease chewed approximately 100,000 pieces of gun, according to this here, during filming.
I was reading along with you, in fact, in our notes, and I knew that when you got to that word, something surprising was going to happen.
I can't unsee that now. Let's see. Hold on. Let's go to Aloe. Let's go to Aloe and make sure that I didn't just write that down incorrectly. that was just transcribed incorrectly from my from my brain to my fingers. So
I wanted them to, like, everyone's chewing on a Glock.
Yeah. It's that is exactly what happened. So I figured maybe we could ask Aloe for one more, maybe.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Hello.
All I have to say is
one more, please.
Fun fact, please. And it'll send me something interesting. Bulls are colorblind to red. I think we knew that.
Only red?
Yes, only red. So
everything else is a color, except that, they're like, wait a second, that guy's waving a gray blanket at me.
I don't really get
why is it gray? I want to kill you.
I don't get the hype on roses. They're just kind of gray and kind of like, you know, flowery.
Yeah,
and they're just
when I gore somebody and they bleed, then there's nothing's happening. It's just kind of gray spittle.
Yeah, that goodstuff.fm website is just kind of gray and blue. Maybe it's I don't know.
Why is the bull on the internet?
I don't really get.
when did he gain this cognitive thought?
I mean,
access to the internet.
The Ferrari looks all right, but it's just kind of this like shiny gray thing.
Tomatoes are gross. They're gray.
Yeah. I mean, what? I get like the yellow apples. The yellow apples and the green apples.
All right, we need to stop. This is a really dumb bit.
Super good, but
we're so dumb.
But I'm a teacher, and
so
I don't.
So dumb.
Kenny,
stop.
So here's one more fact for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Brace for myself.
One of the first taco trucks is thought to have started by two women in New York in 1966.
I don't think that's grammatically correct.
It was written a lot.
Thought to have been started, maybe. Not to have started.
Does it matter? Does it matter?
That means that the truck, like, by two women.
Yes, that's what happened.
Not that it had come into being.
It was potentially in existence. The existence of it is in question because in 1966, the written word was not created yet.
And right.
So there is no written record of
it was the just first a bunch of
taco truck
garbled sounds.
That's right. And then, Kenny, the reason I bring this up, the whole reason I bring this up is because of our national day today. Today's national day is National Taco Day.
Did you fade the music in?
That's all we
as
had.
As a lead up to that?
That's all I had. I don't have anything else.
Taco Tuesday!
Taco music.
Taco music.
I
don't know if that's correct.
we could play Putting on the Ritz by Taco. That's not.
No.
That's not really what we want.
We don't want Ritz in our tacos. Oh, gross.
This is
terrible.
This is just not turning out very well at all. At all. Here we go. Taco music video. Do we chance this?
No.
Yeah, I think we do.
Oh boy. This will be stuck in your head forever.
There you go. Happy. Oh boy.
Did I write that back in high school or what happened there? Wow.
Happy National Taco Day, Kenny.
It's great that National Taco Day does fall on Taco Tuesday.
Now, here are some fun facts for your Taco Tuesday on National Taco Day. Last year, Americans ate over 4.5 billion tacos.
Woohoo!
I accounted for about 1.2 of them.
Yeah?
Because I eat a lot.
1.2 tacos?
1.2 billion.
Mm. Okay, there you go.
What is 0.2 of a taco?
Just the ends.
0.2co.
Tuco.
Mm-hmm. That's 490,000 miles of tacos. Now, I don't really understand that fact. 490,000 miles of tacos. How do you line them up? End to end, I guess?
Like you put the probably. Yeah, end to end.
You put the two pieces. Yeah, okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. I eat all of them like that, too. Just in a train of tacos. Yeah, taco train.
Had it ready to go. The word taco, Kenny, is the, according to nationaltacoday.com, is the Mexican equivalent of the English word sandwich.
I don't think that's real.
I also don't think that is very politically correct.
The Mexican equivalent of the English word sandwich.
So
does that insinuate that taco is Mexican for a sandwich?
Yes.
Because that's all sorts of wrong. All just like a big healthy dose of wrong.
Yeah. Yes. Especially when you can fill it with all sorts of different things. And
I can fill a sandwich with a bunch of different things.
True. However, do you like your tacos open-faced or like crunchy and already folded up? Show me your taco.
Kyle.
How do you like your tacos?
Let's see. I like crunchy tacos. Those are good.
Okay.
But those are like, that's like, you know, you get like fast food tacos. That's what that is. Crunchy tacos. But open face tacos, I like to
like corn tortillas. Two corn tortillas.
I was right gonna say I get other. Double. Yeah. Double tortilla for sure because I need to hold all that together.
Well, if they're really terrible tortillas, that's usually why. But
and I usually try to, I do my best to get the exact amount of filling on them, and it always doesn't work out. It always spills out the edges because I want to eat more than I can actually fit in the taco. Of course, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But
what you want to do, what you want to do is put the whole taco in at once.
just a big scoop, like a ladle, just ladle the taco into your mouth.
It's like a spoon made of corn. And then you lift all the toppings, everything together.
Just one big bite. That doesn't work for me. Mm-mm. Sorry. I feel like that gets rid of the whole fun of eating a taco if you just eat it in one bite, Kyle.
Really?
What's your favorite kind of taco?
Mine has got to be probably some sort of pork-based taco.
Oh, yeah?
Carnitas. Chorizo.
It's so good.
Or pastor, maybe, of the sort. Yes, those.
What's the wackiest taco you've ever had?
Wackiest?
I have one already.
Wacky? What would wacky be?
Like, I had octopus.
Okay, that's not really wacky. I mean,
how is that not wacky? Octopus in a taco.
Pulpo.
What's that?
It's octopus.
Oh, okay. And that.
Yeah.
I think it's a porpoise, like dolphin taco.
El Porpo. go ahead. Go ahead and write that one down. No, okay. Now if you're going to try to impersonate something.
I can't.
Okay. Let's find dolphin.
Dolphin call.
Here you go. Here's this. The call of the dolphin. That's not what I was looking for. Go ahead.
No. Okay. Yeah, I suppose.
This is from the all too popular Dolphin Therapy CD, now available on your
Dolphin Therapy?
Yeah, the Dolphin Therapy. Are you sending me another?
No, that's wrong.
We're just devolving this whole show.
I have a terrible. There we go. That's the one I wanted to send you. Send,
yep. Please, here it is.
What happened to him? What happened to me? 7 years I'm with the great. We are making the dolphins disappear, and then Roy is coming with the white tiger and the stuffing in the pants, and I'm gone.
Where is Snowflake?
Why do you care about the dolphin? Do you know him? Does he call you at home? Do you have a dorsal fin? To train the dolphin, you must think like the dolphin. You must be getting inside the dolphin's head and communicating. I'm saying to Snowflake, again, 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 again. And he is saying, again, again. And he is up on the tail. And you can quote him.
Okay.
There you go.
So that's what you were going for.
That's what we grew up knowing what dolphins sound.
So not dolphin, not dolphin therapy then. Not
dolphin therapy.
Okay.
But Jim Carrey doing what is that? Austrian?
Not gonna try.
Okay.
Not even gonna try at all. You know what I will,
Kenny, try as I go farther away.
Tacos?
I will try a taco today. What you can do, Kenny, is go over to Chipotle because yesterday they just released their chorizo tacos.
Are you kidding?
Burritos.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. Now available today, Tuesday.
Oh my gosh, I'm going there today.
In every single Chipotle. Go get it, please.
Okay, I will.
Okay, good. Got some things to discuss with you here, and you can decide whether or not you want to upvote them or downvote them.
Good.
Have you seen the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride? Now that Twilight Zone is just about to shut down, they've taken off all the signs from the outside of the famed Disneyland park ride, and now it's on its way to become the Guardians of the Galaxy whatever mission breakout, something or other ride. Basically just rethemed, right?
Yeah, rethemed.
Okay.
I liked Tower of Terror. I liked the theme of it. I thought it was really well done, especially at Disneyland. I mean, it was originally a Disney World ride that they had at the Hollywood MGM Studio, whatever they're calling it now. And then they built one in Anaheim at the California Adventure. I thought it was really well done. I liked, like I said, I liked the theming. I liked the line. The line was the best part.
I agree.
I mean, the ride was great, but the line made it worth it, right? Because it's the classic Disney themed line. That's part of the experience of you waiting in line.
Because it takes forever, usually. That's why they need to theme out all those parts of it. Yeah.
You wait in the outside lines, and you get to look at the facade and all the stuff that they're doing outside. But then once you go inside the hotel proper, then you watch a video and you're kind of immersed in it. And then you go inside of like the guts of the elevator system. And it's so cool. It's so awesome. I can only imagine what they're going to do for Guardians of the Galaxy is theme it even better. Because that's the only way I'm going to be on board.
So they've what got...
The setting is a giant warehouse.
I don't want to talk... I don't want to hear his ear jewelry jangle anymore. Everybody... Okay, hold on.
They're showing images of probably the place.
Who likes Disney knows the guy, the Imagineer.
Uh-huh.
Who has the ear jewelry hanging off of his earlobe? Like, dude, that's gonna break. Like, that's how scared you are. Or you just hate hearing it because it's gross.
Yep. So anyway. It's supposed to be kind of like the whatever that prison,
the collector,
right? That they come out of.
It's supposed to be a collector or the collector. The guy played by Benicio del Toro. In the movie, he has all the like trophies around everything, and then when they unleash the Infinity Stone, it all explodes.
Wow, I have no idea what you're saying
right now. You should watch the movie again, Kyle.
What movie? Which? Oh, this
Guardians
is
the
The problem, though, with this is that when they are theming this after the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, I don't think it's going to really hold that much weight for that much longer. The first movie,
I agree.
First movie's already out. Second movie coming out soon, but
they're gonna time the release of the movie. I mean, the unveiling of the ride with the movie. I hope so.
I get it, but there's so much junk on the outside of this building. What did they do to theme it after Guardians of the Galaxy is no longer relevant?
Which Go back to Tower of Terror.
It's going to be so soon after that movie is out, that people just stop caring. I don't think this is going to carry much weight for much longer.
But for kids, after Kyle, for kids, this is going to be amazing.
How is that movie for kids, though? Isn't it PG-13?
It's comics.
Yeah, but still, it's that fantasy violence and stuff, man. This is I get that it's also kind of a up and down sort of ride. I don't know, whatever.
Now look at it this way. Let's look at it from a different point of view. People who don't know what the Twilight Zone is, just look at it as that's just a ride,
right?
They have zero interest in the theme because they don't know what Twilight Zone is.
Okay,
right. If they retheme it to something current that a good portion of the public has seen as a movie, and they will be able to recognize a few things, that's already Disney winning right there.
But it'll be one of the only rides in all of California Adventure that is themed that way. Majority of the other ones, the exciting kind of, you know, full of movement rides, are not themed after any sort of movie. That huge roller coaster.
What, Screamin' California? Screamin'?
Yeah.
Screamin' California. Well, that's technically, that's themed after boardwalk roller coasters.
Okay, but not after a movie. It's not a movie. It's not a movie. Right. This is a direct movie related.
So was the Twilight Zone. That's directly themed after a TV show.
Yeah, but like you said, it kind of doesn't matter. It's more of just about...
That's true.
You know, we're going to... like.
So what do we care, though?
I don't know. We're going to write it anyway.
What do we care if it's just a re-theming of something that... Hey, you know, some people just aren't going to care.
True.
The problem here
is that
people are like angry at Disney for taking away
shouldn't be angry.
One of their favorite themes. And I don't think that's the case.
I don't think
it's that's one of their favorite themes. I think it's that they've become nostalgic over this ride that they maybe had fun on once.
But it's like you said, it's not the ride itself. It's the queue. It's you actually just waiting. It'd be like if they rethemed. Yeah, but
it also becomes a chore after riding it, you know, half a dozen times. You're like, okay, I get it. I've watched the video 100 times. I know what's going on. Yeah, just get me on the ride. I want to ride the ride.
Wow. So Sorry. Angry. You'll never feel like that about the Indiana Jones ride, though.
Of course not. No. Indiana Jones is always the best.
You will stay in that room where they play the video. They play that reel.
It feels like every time I watch that, it feels like it's changed just a small bit.
You think it has, but it absolutely has not.
Of course not. It's on a 2-minute loop.
All right. So do we upvote this or downvote this?
I'm going to...
You excited?
I'm upvote it.
Okay.
I'm excited for a new theme, and I'm also excited to see if they can actually pull off like a 5-month redesign, because I think the movie's coming out in May. And it closes in January.
I'll let you know. I'll just post up right outside.
Yeah, you're pretty close to Disneyland. You can see it from outside the park anyway.
No, I just look outside my window. It's basically right there. There you go. You can kind of see it. I can hear the fireworks. So I figure if I can hear the fireworks, I can see the Tower of Terror.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Disney, Kenny, last one here on the Upvote Downvote. The first trailer for the Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales. Did you see the trailer?
Watched this?
I've watched it. I've watched it as well. Set to come out into theaters May 26th, 2017. What do you think? Up vote, down vote. What did you like? What did you not like?
Okay, when the trailer first started, I immediately picked it up as Pirates of the Caribbean because I was being shown a trailer. I didn't know what it was, but I was able to go, bam, Pirates of the Caribbean. And I knew that they were making a new one. I know nothing else about it. Sorry, I had to scratch my nose.
Go ahead. It's fine.
And it is, that is like the most, what's the best way to put this?
Dark.
Dark, yes. Absolutely not kid friendly at all. I mean, it's terrifying almost.
I was looking the entire time. I was looking for a way. There's a lot of
violence in it.
Yes, I was looking for a way though to connect this trailer to the James Bond movie where that guy was the main character.
Skyfall.
Because he pulls out, in that movie, he pulls out part of his face. And in this movie, more of his face is missing. So I feel like there's some sort of connection that he plays the same character. It's sort of the same connection. Guy. Yes. Same guy.
I think
something has happened.
So what happened was, that's also the same guy from No Country for Old Men.
Ah, and that's right.
At the end.
That's right.
Spoiler. So what he does is he gets in the car crash at the end of No Country for Old Men.
Hey, you should have seen it by now, guys. Come on.
It's on Netflix. Just watch it. And then he hobbles away because he's all injured, but he's still alive. And then he goes and he's like, oh, I got vengeance against who now? James Bond. I got it. James Bond. And then he makes the plan for the subway to crash through the thing. And then, that all happens. And then when he's done with that, I don't remember if he dies at the end of Skyfall.
Oh boy.
I think he does somehow.
That I have no idea.
I have to watch that again. Anyway, yeah. But turns out he's alive and he turns into a pirate.
How'd you feel about the like luchador looking mask thing at the very end? I felt like that was a little too heavy handed.
Well, they definitely need to not relocate. Well, yeah, no, relocate. Basically, they need to give us a new, like, place for them to explore. It definitely needs to be later in time. I mean, it can't be that much later in time, but it looked like a lot more Americans in that trailer. Mm-hmm. Am I crazy?
No. Mm-mm.
Like revolutionaries
it kind of difficult to place where in time it was. There was no Jack Sparrow, yeah. So it was hard to kind of put it in.
Well, there is a Jack Sparrow.
But we just don't know which way. Is that him? Is he the guy?
Coming for him.
Okay.
Death is coming straight for him. That's what the line is. What do you think? Okay, I'm gonna give this one an upvote because until they show a trailer where it's Johnny Depp doing Johnny Depp, I'm excited.
Oh my gosh.
As soon as they show Johnny Depp being Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
I'm out. Because I know he's just going to silly it up. He's just going to Mad Hatter, Willy Wonka, Edward Scissorhands it up.
And those are all silly. Those are,
well, just even Edward Scissorhands.
All of them together.
How does he go to the bathroom?
Okay. Hey. So there you go, Kenny. That's how we do an episode. Got to skip all the other great stuff that we had planned today
because we just get to our game.
I know we don't have time today. So what you're gonna want to do? You want to put these in the show notes? You want to just do them tomorrow?
We'll do next time.
Tomorrow to next time.
No, not tomorrow.
That's on Friday. That's when we'll be back. Hey, you can get the show notes for this episode over at morningshow.am, and of course, there's a couple of ways to get at us. You can do that on Twitter, morningshow.am. You can Twitter Kenny. He's Pizza Robotics.
Yeah. I've been looking for a new handle.
Really? I feel like you've been Twittering pretty well so far. It's worked out well over the last week.
There's somebody has held on to Kenny at Kenny Roderick for far too long. They haven't tweeted in over a year. How do I get that name?
You can't. You can't. You can't do it at all. You can also email us, kyle@goodstuff.fm, for questions or concerns, or if you just have something nice to say or not.
If you
nice
want to downvote the Tower of Terror story.
That's right. Just send it privately and we'll read it. I don't think we have anything else to do with email. You just read it.
Yeah.
You kick it. What you should also do is check out some of the other great shows on goodstuff.fm. Chris just released a couple of Dailish episodes, and there was also an At You Two podcast that was recorded live, which is pretty stinking cool.
Woohoo!
So go check that one out. Three Guys, Three Questions recorded an episode last night. That should be out soon. So please just go over to goodstuff.fm. There's some other great shows for you to check out. Would be great. Please also go to patreon.com/morningshow to show your support for what we do here in the morning at 7 a.m. usually when Kenny's alarm goes off. And then we record for a little while and then we're back on Friday. That's how this works. We hope you enjoy your week and work on that dolphin impression, would you?
No, don't do that.
Just try.
Happy Google Day, everybody. Taco Tuesday.
I'm excited. I just don't know which one I'm going to eat yet. It'll either be the...
Well, the show starts in half an hour, Kyle, so let's do this.
Let's do it. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.